I am Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Though I'm missing you,
my strength and my pride. Only God may know why. Still, I will get by.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's the heart in this. Me.
Take two.
Me. Oh, you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
She's the heart and the soul of the show. She checks our mics and edits our audio. She's my BFF.
Thank you so much, BFF. And with me today, you already know my brunette counterpart. She has a beautiful face and a dazzling smile, and that lunging has kept her butt looking good for a while. I wonder how she's going to handle this breakup. We'll get to that shortly. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. Yours was so much better.
I am very well prepared for this podcast, Amy. You need to try harder.
I know.
And we also have a special guest with us today. I love it whenever she joins us. She is so trusted in my household that my husband wanted me to get her approval on a movie. She just turned 24 and she thinks that is ancient, but we love her anyway. And after sharing the man room with us for over a year now, she is really looking forward to married life one day. We have Channel Surfing's own Anna Casiejos.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Do I even pronounce your name correctly? Casiejos?
Yeah. Justin pronounced it wrong on air.
And Justin spends more time with you than anyone else in the office, and he still can't say your name right.
You know, that's all right.
Which brings up a good question. Why do you like Justin more than you like us?
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. So today we wanted to talk about adulting gone wrong. And that's why I wanted to bring Anna in and hear her perspective. And if she judges us a little bit, or more or less me, because I know what I've been doing wrong in my life that my husband calls me out for. But first, it's going to be hard for me to talk about, but we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Amy, you and I have broken up.
Yeah.
We're done.
Is that why I'm here? Am I like the family pet and you guys don't know like who I go with? Or wait, what is even going on?
The room's going to be divided. You're going to have to pick a side. No, after today, Amy and I will no longer be going to the bathroom together because we unintentionally bathroom blocked somebody while the Kid Craddock morning show was in progress.
Waiting to get into this break.
It's okay, I got a couple minutes.
I'm laughing at Kelly.
10 more minutes. So, I think I've got lip sweat. Can we get to it another break?
Chances are.
That's who do you want me to message as the number two?
Okay. We don't need sound effects.
Number two.
So Amy and I lunged to the bathroom together like we always do. And it was a short break, but I'm not going to lie. I was playing with my eyelashes while I was in there. So it wasn't all bathroom in and out. And then ends up, Kelly needed to go to the bathroom and she didn't go because we were in there, which I can't blame her. I wouldn't go to the bathroom with other people in there too. So she ended up having to hold it through a whole nother break, and it was not pretty. So Amy and I are breaking up. yeah. bathroom wise, yeah. just so no one is too intimidated to go to the bathroom. Now, that's during showtime only. After the show, screw you. You see us lunging in the hallway and holding hands on the way to the bathroom, you're just going to have to deal with it because I've already gone all morning without pottying with my girl.
And I'm taking another step further. I'm going to go to the very far, far bathroom.
You're going to lunge all the way over there?
No, I'm not lunging. No.
That would be a 20-minute bathroom break instead of a 10.
I'll have to jog all the way over there.
But I do want to say, no one is making us break up. So I'm sorry, Kelly. But most importantly, I'm sorry, Amy.
Yeah, me too. It's okay, though.
It's a sad day. Aww. We've been bathroom breaking it for a long time together.
I know.
But anyway, what I wanted to talk about today is I just realized recently something that I did as an adult, my husband had to scold me on. And it's something so simple that I think most people would know, you shouldn't do this. So one day I was home alone and I'm in the middle of cooking. I get a knock at the door. And so normally I don't answer, but this looked like a good person. I don't know why. I was just like good person radar going off. So I'm like, oh, they're very trustworthy. Let me open the door. So I open the door and it's our cable guy. And he's telling me, oh, I'm just checking receivers in the house to make sure that they're up to date and all this different kind of stuff. So I let him in. He checks my receiver, says that it's out of date. I can get all these different receivers for our rooms, all this different kind of stuff, whatever. I didn't even make a business transaction while he was there. I just gathered info. And I was so proud of myself because I answered the door, guys. And so I texted my husband all excited. And I'm like, hey, cable guy came by and blah, blah, blah. And we can get all these receivers and this, this, and this. He just responded back with, so you let him in the house? And I'm like, well, yeah, but it was like one dude. And then I realized, well, that doesn't matter if you're going to get like kidnapped or something, yeah, you know? Doesn't. But he's just like, I shouldn't have to tell you to not answer the door for strangers. Does that make me stupid for letting strangers into my home whenever I'm home alone?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you can let people in. I mean, I don't think I would like... Last time someone came knocked on my door, I have like a full, like half glass door, front door, so they can see me when I come to the door. They see me and I walk down the hall. It's like, I'm not answering the door. It's, you can see that I'm not answering the door. I'm gone now. So,
Anna, what do you think?
I mean, I don't think it's stupid. I mean, I also am just like very trusting of people. Like I met like a really nice girl at the mall the other day. She like asked for my number. I gave it to her.
What?
Actually, it turned out to be a period scam. I mean, pyramid.
And now y'all have the same cycle.
So now we're best friends. No, it turned out to be a pyramid scheme. Yeah, scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But I like just thought this girl was like super nice. She was like my age. She asked for my number. I was like, yeah, why not? Like gave her my number. And like then I just got these like random calls and stuff. It was kind of bad. I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have given my number to
her.
That's
so funny.
So, I mean, I'm the same in that regard. I feel like I'd do the same thing that you did.
I do think it's funny that I have the exact same conversation with my kids that Jeremy has with you. Every time I leave them at the house, I'm like, okay, so have your phone on you. Don't answer the door to anyone. Anyone who needs to get in has a key. So just ignore it.
But I also think you can take care of yourself in the regards of like, if it was a rando that was in your house.
I would kill him.
And see, I don't doubt that at all. So,
like, have you taken a self-defense class, either one of you?
No. I've taken boxing, though.
I don't think I could defend myself. No. I would have to have a weapon. But then they would just overpower me and take it from me. So,
I would rather not use a weapon. I like, if somebody was to ever attack me in a parking garage, it'd be cool if I had my keys in my hand. But the problem is I have the keyless entry now, so I don't have it. But you can take your keys and stab somebody with that.
Yes.
You can always, like... push them right at their throat where that little opening is, and that won't really hurt them. That'll jar them. The one thing I want to try, if you shove somebody's nose back into their head, it kills them.
Well, they say that there's 3 tender spots on a person that you want to go for whenever you're being attacked. I think it's the throat, the groin, and the stomp the feet or something like that. Anyway, so PSA.
Yeah.
That's what you're really, should be built up to. That's what you're supposed to do.
So I'm not alone, right? I'm not the only one who can't adult worth a crap.
No, I feel ya.
So what do you do, Anna?
Well, see, because when you told me about this and you were like, is there anything you're bad about like adulting and stuff, I thought of like very like mundane tasks that I just like maybe just don't enjoy or can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very hard time staying awake. Just like throughout the day.
That's old people problems.
But I feel like it's also like a kid's nap You know, like a kid needs a nap, or else he gets cranky. And I'm the exact same way. Like, honestly, like, I cannot go a full day without taking a nap. And, like, yes, our schedules here with these jobs and stuff are different, where we get up really, really early, and, like, in the afternoons, you know, you get tired, you like, need a nap. But there have also been, like, instances where, like, if I'm, like, grumpy and I'm with Ryan, my boyfriend, like, he'll be like, have you taking a nap today? You know? Like, I just, like, I have a very hard time, like, staying awake. And even if I get, like, a full 8 hours of sleep, like, the next day, I still just, like, oh, my God, I'm so drowsy. I can't do it. I can't stay awake. Which is another thing I can't do is wake up at my first alarm.
I can't either.
You can't either? Okay. Because no. I got into an argument with my dad about it, because he was like, if waking up is the worst part of the day, do it once and get it over with. I'm like, no, I have, like, 6 or 7 alarms.
I'm in a count.
And mine goes off between 3 and 4, and I can push it as long as I want to. I've been being better here lately to where my first alarm wakes me up, so I was still laying in bed for a little bit, but I'm not going back to sleep, so then I end up getting up before my second alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm. I have 18 that I set single morning.
18?
Yeah, I just counted them. Yeah, and I push snooze every time, so it's even more than that.
So it's like 40 total.
And what alarm do you wake up on? Like, do you make it all the way 18? Down?
No, or? I don't. It's just like the emergency ones are at the end, like right on top of each other. Like every minute is like, okay, you need to get in the car right now. Just brush your teeth and go.
That's funny.
Amy, you're very adult.
I think I am. So I had a struggle with this list. I know that I have a problem with my reactions. It's not very adult. I'm super negative. I've kept something from you because I want to tell you on the podcast, but... So Josh called me, my husband, he called me last week and he said, hey, I need to get the car insurance information. And I'm like, my first reaction is, what did you do? Did you get pulled over? Like you are in the wrong, whatever.
Did he wreck the new car?
Someone rear-ended him.
No.
And not only that, it was a hit and run.
No.
Yeah, and my kids were in the car, and I was the only one at home. I know. So I was like, I'm so sorry. And it's really scary because I could have lost my whole family in one split second. I wasn't in the car with them, you know? Anyway, so that was a really bad reaction. I mean, he was totally innocent and not in the wrong, and I was just down his throat. My first go was, what did you do? Anyways, but he had to chase the guy.
Did he find him?
Yeah, he followed into his house and called the police, and the police went and knocked on the door and got the guy's information and everything. So we're taking care of it. But isn't that horrible?
So the guy is going to have to take care of this, though.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a hit and run happen on the highway the other day.
Really?
Yeah, like a few days ago. Like, it was like in the lane next to me, and the car did the same thing. And they like just drove off, and then the other car started chasing them. I wonder if it was Josh.
No, it was on our street, not on the highway. I mean, like our main street.
How crazy would that have been, though?
That would
if
been
I was
crazy.
A witness. If I was a key witness.
Oh, and we have a witness.
Me?
No. No, it was crazy because the police like, this is gonna be really hard to prove. And Josh was like, oh, well, I have a guy's number. He chased the guy with me and followed me to this place, and I have his number. And so we have a witness. So hopefully
that is
we
so. I would not get involved. That is very cool of him.
Yeah, it was.
I'm bad with the reactions. This is complete bitch mode Lacey coming out, but my husband just got back into town and we were supposed to go out to lunch this past weekend. And he was out and he was by our dog gets special food because he's the most important thing in our house. So he was by the dog food store or
you
by the
get
dog
special food too.
And so I told him, hey, we need some more dog food while you're out since you're right there. Well, he texted me and said, I picked up food. I'm on my way home. And I just immediately text him back and I'm like, well, that's not the plan or something. And he called me up and he's like, what's your deal? Why are you being bitchier than normal? And I'm like, well, I mean, like, I thought we were going to go out to lunch and this, this, and this. And he was like, we are. And then he realized, oh, no, babe, I picked up dog food like you told me to. But that was my automatic response instead of just like maturely, oh, okay, well, that's fine. We can just go out another time. Instead, I'm like, well, that wasn't the plan. So thank you. I already had my heart set on something. I'm a menu previewer, so I had already decided where we were going to go eat and picked out what I wanted on the menu. So yeah, that's why I was hangry.
Yeah. Oh, I experience that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hangry's a real thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Speaking of food, another thing that I wrote down on my list of things I'm bad at doing is finding things at the grocery store. For one, I don't like going to the grocery store. It's too big and I get very overwhelmed.
Do you go to the same grocery store?
I used to, but I just moved. So I have a new grocery store, and I just don't like, and I've told you guys a story about when I got lost in the grocery store. Like, I just hate it. I hate it. And even though I used to go to the same grocery store, like, I just can't, like, you would think that the pasta sauce and the pasta would be in the same aisle, but they're not for some reason, and that stresses me out, and I don't like it, so I don't like going to the grocery store. So therefore, I'm really bad at feeding myself, so it's just like a bad, it's just a cycle. It's just this huge cycle, and I can't deal. But I just moved, and there's a pizza place across the street from me, so, like, I'm good.
So tell the grocery store story.
Okay, so I was at the grocery store with my mom, and she was helping me move into my new apartment last year. Mm-hmm. And so I was 22 or 23 at the time. And we went to the grocery store. We, like, split up, I guess, and I was looking for my mom in the grocery store. And this guy walks by me, and he goes, "What are you looking for?" And I go, "My mom." And then he looked at me, and I realized that he was not talking to me. He was talking to his wife about what they're looking for, like, in the grocery store. But he was not asking me, "What am I looking for?" But I straight up answered. I was like, "My mom. Like, I can't find her, like, in the grocery store. Like, I just couldn't." And maybe because of that, I'm just, like, scarred. I don't know. It's just stressful because my, like, train of thought also isn't, like, okay, maybe this is next to this, this is next to this. Even just, like, the other day, like, recently, I had to, like, text my mom. And I was like, "Hey, like, where would I find, like, concentrated lime juice if I was in a grocery store? Because I don't know where that is."
It's the other juices.
Can't do it.
Mm-mm. I'm going to give you a shortcut, too.
What?
You can always ask for help. There's usually people out in the aisles. Don't ask random people. My husband will ask randoms at the store. If he's shopping at Target and we wanted I wanted him to get a garment bag one time because I wash my bras and stuff in a little bag. That way it doesn't get tangled in with everything else. He goes to Target and he starts asking this woman on the aisle for her opinion. And I'm like, she's probably not that certain, just like you are. I mean, she's here shopping for the same thing, but he's like, "In your expert opinion, what garment bag do you think is the best?" And then he came home with a crappy one too. It was like really small. I'm like, "Cool, I can fit one bra in there. Thanks, sweetie."
I have an adulting issue with food as well. My kids have been asking for food. They say, "Mom, I want ice cream. Mom, I want ice cream. Mom, I want ice cream." They say the same thing 20 million times, and I'm sick of it. So the bad adulting thing that I've done, I really thought it was a good idea at the time, but I taught them about subliminal messages. So that if you want ice cream, do it more subtly. You know, maybe tell me a story that's really good and throw ice cream in there a few times. Or, you know, maybe, you know, talk about something on a lower level so that if I think it's my idea. Oh, you know what? That sounds really good. We should go get ice cream later. But
So you're teaching them how to be manipulative?
Yeah, I am. Which is really bad adulting.
No, I think it's great.
No, but I think I screwed up with that one.
All they have to do is tell you that they've never tried that flavor before, because we had the Bluebell debate one day whenever you were so proud over trying this new flavor. And I told you I bought that for you before. I found picture evidence of it. I sent you a picture of the two, and it wasn't the little ones. It was the big gallons of the Texas two-step with all the different cookies and cream and stuff in there. And I sent you a picture as I was checking out.
Yeah, I remember now.
That's all that they have to do. It's just, "Mom, I've never tried this one before." Something I fell at horribly. Any car issue, anything. While my husband was out of town, my garage messed up. So I had to call my neighbor to come over and help me close my garage. I tried to read how to do that myself, but you're supposed to pull a string and that lets an emergency release. Well, I broke the string. So then I called my neighbor and I'm like, "What do I do? Don't touch it. I'll be over later. Just don't even touch it." Well, he comes over to look at my garage and he's like, "Dude, why is the hood on your car popped open?" And I was like, "Oh, I got gas this morning and I thought I pressed the wrong button, but I didn't see anything out of place." So I drove around all day with the hood of my car popped.
That's really dangerous.
I never said I was a good driver, but thank you for judging.
I know nothing of cars.
Me neither. On my list, I wrote anything with my car.
Yeah.
I don't have like a concrete example, but anything with my car. Anything.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Can't do it. Don't want to. Not interested. I wrote running errands. I just hate the word errands. I just don't like it.
It's the wrong word for the activity, but I don't mind the word of it in and of itself.
You know, like, I don't know. It sounds very adulty, I guess.
And I put off anything for as long as possible.
Me too. I'm a procrastinator.
I will clean my entire house and then not do my floors. And one thing that I had to do this week was my floors. I still hadn't. Now, I cheat because I have a Roomba, so that automatically vacuums everything up. But, like, I need I need to wash my floors because I have not done it in so long. But I don't feel like doing it. My last one that I'm not responsible enough to do, that quite honestly I didn't know was absolutely necessary to do, is putting on sunscreen. But I tan naturally, so I don't put on sunscreen, and now I have a mole that has to be removed right next to my tramp stamp. And I had a physical the other day, and they told me this at the doctor, and so I'm like, but what does that mean exactly? Like, you're taking the mole off of me? And yeah, that's what it means. They're gonna take the mole off and then send it off to have it tested and make sure that everything's good. So I didn't know that I need to put on sunscreen. Like, that's a real thing.
How do you not know that, though?
Because I get brown. So what does it matter?
But you also burn.
Lacey, you're tough, but you're not tougher than the sun.
I guess so. I didn't think that was really a thing.
Like, I mean, like, you've had peely skin before. You come in with, like, red skin. How do you not know that?
Because I might get a little red, but I don't burn. So, I mean, some people have to lather on sunscreen to prevent themselves from being burned. Like, once or twice a year, I may get a little red, but for the most part, I'm not sensitive to the sun. So I don't have to wear sunscreen, so then I really don't think about it because I'm a brown person anyway. Whenever me and my husband first hooked up, he went out on the boat with me and my friends, and he's like, I call him a ginger baby. His ancestry is from Ireland. He's from Chicago, but he burns really bad. He gets ugly sunburns too. And he asked if we had sunscreen, and I was like, no, baby, we're brown people. We don't carry it. And none of us, a boat full of like 10 people,
that's
none of us had sunscreen on us.
That's crazy to me. But I'm a mom. I have like probably 5 bottles in my house. But I mean, there are people who think that sunscreen's bad because you're poisoning your body. So whatever.
I'm adulting wrong. But you know what? It's pretty fun being dumb, though, because in all actuality, I don't have a lot of responsibilities, because who wants to trust me with things? That just makes it easier.
When someone asks you to do something, just do it wrong so they don't ask you to do it again.
That's what my husband does.
Same. My husband does, too.
And that's my kids.
Before we get ready to sign off, I have an exercise for us. I have a life coach now. Because I think that I am a negative person and maybe I should change that, change the way I feel about things, change my outlook. I want to be, Anna is a great example. Anna is a freaking ray of sunshine with her little young, skinny self over there. She's just so happy and oblivious to all the bad in the world. And I want to be like that. Oh, I don't want to wake up in the morning and be like, I'm tired. I don't want to go to work today. So what my life coach told me is to combat the negativity with positivity. So every day I need to think of 3 things that I'm grateful for. So I want to name 3 things that I'm grateful for, and then I want y'all to follow up.
Okay. Yay.
Even though I abuse it, burn it, stretch it out, mold it up, and make it up, I am grateful for my skin. I don't know if everybody has skin, so I'm grateful for my skin. Even though my dog only loves me sometimes and he's named after my husband's favorite trophy, I'm grateful for my dog, Stanley. And I'm really grateful for my parents, grandparents, friends, and hubby for keeping me alive, because Lord knows I could not have done it alone. Those are the things that I'm grateful for.
Those are so sweet.
Anna, what do you have?
First of all, I would like to point out that I wrote down 3 things I'm grateful for, but then I wrote down 1, 2, 4. Okay, so 1, I wrote down that I'm thankful for FaceTime because I'm currently in a long distance relationship.
Yes. Aww.
So shout out to FaceTime, shout out Ryan. 2, I'm thankful for Netflix because for obvious reasons, go check out Channel Surfing, shameless plug. And 4, I'm thankful for hot sauce because it keeps my life spicy.
Aww. Ooh, are you one of those girls that always have hot sauce in your purse?
I do. I have a travel size Cholula.
That's so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, what do you have?
Mine are similar. I'm grateful for my family. I truly enjoy them. I am grateful for my health because things could be way, way, way worse. And my third one is kind of a list in itself. I'm thankful for dairy, caffeine, sugar, alcohol, and carbs because these 5 things I swore off last month, but the month is over, so I can do whatever I want.
And Anna, you have a podcast called Channel Surfing. You are my go-to TV movie guru.
Oh, thank you. What an honor.
Love it so much. What do you have coming up on your podcast?
Well, coming up, a few of us here in the office have been watching the Netflix show Ozarks.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yes. And so we'll talk about that. Also watch Friends from College, also on Netflix, which I have mixed feelings about.
Mm-hmm.
A little teaser there. And then someone actually tweeted me asking me if I talk about movies on the podcast as well. So
yeah, you should.
Gonna introduce movies into the Channel Surfing podcast.
Very cool.
What's your favorite movie currently?
Currently, my favorite movie in theaters right now is The Big Sick. And I've been recommending it to everyone, I think, almost every day. Go see it. It is so, so, so good. So original. So funny. And it also made me cry. So,
Jeremy, we will be seeing that instead of Dunkirk.
Dunkirk was also really good, though.
Well, I heard it was very slow.
Oh, my God. It was good. It's a war movie, though. Like, completely just like, I mean, it's dirty. It's war. It's like everything. So, I mean, it's not a feel good. But I did wish that I knew more about World War II going into it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't pay attention in school enough. But awesome. Yeah, really, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
I call my father-in-law a man of war because I wasn't sure what war he was in and I didn't want to get it incorrect.
You're in too deep now to ask.
Well, no, ends up it was Vietnam, but I didn't know which one because I don't know like timelines when what happened. Whatever. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And thank you, Anna from Channel Surfing, for hanging out with us today and letting us know what you're adulting wrong. I'm glad that we're not alone. And hit her up, subscribe to her on iTunes, Google Play. What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Anna Sophia C, AnnaSofiac.
And you can reach us Loose Lips Hips on Twitter, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook. And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.